Hello, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 26. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter. Today I was going to talk through, or I am going to still talk through, some things that I'm paring down and initially thought that I wanted to hang on to, but no longer think I have as much of a use for. These things I'd like to find a home for, if anybody listening thinks that they could use these items. And I've got a question for listeners that are still active in ham radio and might be more familiar than I am with the current state of ham equipment. The ham radio I have is an ICOM IC T90A, and it's got a feature that will read out the current frequency the radio is set to in Morse code. And what I'm curious about is whether it's easy to buy equipment with similar features, whether Morse code readout or voice chips nowadays, or whether I perhaps should hang on to this radio as a quote-unquote someday possibility if I decide I want to get more into ham in the future. I'm tempted to sell this radio, in which case I'll go ahead and list the things that I have for it in case anybody's interested. I've got a speaker mic for it. I've got a whip antenna, which I've replaced the standard rubber ducky antenna. The rubber ducky antenna also has a replaceable tip for when you're changing bands, because the radio supports 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter bands. It's a 5 watt handy talkie, and the battery I have replaced, and it's currently dead, but it will charge with the included charger, so I don't have a rapid charger anymore, but I've got the stock charger that comes with the radio. I also have, useful in a pinch, the add-on battery pack that you can put a couple AA batteries into in case your regular battery dies and you need to listen or maybe transmit on 3 watts. You can't get the full 5 watts of power out of a couple AA's. So that's the deal on the ham radio. Some other things that I no longer have a use for that some of you might is an iBill money reader. This is a small device about the width of a US dollar bill. And you stick the end of a bill in it, and with a single AAA battery installed, press a button. There's two of them, one on either end of the device, and it speaks to you in its synthetic voice what your bill is. I don't have as much use for this now because I've got the app on my phone, and I'd rather not carry around an extra device. I also have a Braille labeler for money. This is a plastic device that looks kind of like a giant garlic press with a key ring full of plates that have large Braille numbers, 1, 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100 on them. And you insert the proper plate in the base of the garlic press, and then you lay the end of your bill on top of it, and you squeeze the little garlic press thing together, and it smashes the number on the end of your bill. I used to use this more often when I didn't have the ability to determine what this bill is. I had this labeler first. A good friend of mine gave this to me as a gift lots of years ago. Then after that, I purchased the money reader that I just spoke about. And of course, now there's software available on your phone. So I know that I'm unlikely to carry this brailer around with me. And so I'm ready to pass it off to somebody else who might use it. The last thing I have is some ear protection for when you go shooting guns. This is made by a company called Peltor, P-E-L-T-O-R, and it's called the Tactical 6S, S as in Sam. And what it is a typical pair of ear protection that go over your ears, but they have microphones in the front of each of the earpieces, and then volume knobs in the back of each of the earpieces. And each earpiece takes a couple of AAA batteries, which I've just replaced. And this lets you hear what's going on around you. You can have conversations with folks and that sort of thing until the decibel level reaches the point of you shooting a gun, where the microphone's cut off for about half a second. So that protects your ears from shooting, but you can still hear what's going on around you. Now, because your ears are covered and you're getting audio input from these microphones, you can't really get depth perception, so it's not super easy to navigate just by hearing, but you can still hear enough about whether someone's coming from your left or coming from your right because they're separate microphones. So maybe not a good idea to try getting around a lot in these, but their goal is that you can communicate with people and still protect your ears from gunfire. Thanks for listening. I'm going to put some feelers out on the internet for some of these items as well, and I'll probably hang on to them until around July 1st. If anyone is interested, please hit me up on Twitter. I'm Ivan Fetch. That's I-V-A-N-F-E-T-C-H. Thanks, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.